Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Well, we previewed it Monday. CES 2025 used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show. It's the place to see cutting-edge technology. CBS Tech contributor Ian Scherer is there. He joins us now on the line. Ian, thank you so much for joining us. I'm wondering in all of this if you've seen anything this week that you can say is truly groundbreaking or life-changing.
I think life-changing is a really tough bar to cross. So let's just go for groundbreaking and cool. Probably the coolest thing so far has been a transparent TV. And this is exactly what it sounds like. It looks like a piece of glass, like a window. But when you turn it on, it's a TV. And when you turn it off, it's just a piece of glass. And it's rather amazing because on some level, this is like sci-fi, right? Like
Star Wars.
Imagine this world where we didn't have screens. And now it almost feels like we're kind of getting there. They're very expensive. Don't get me wrong. Tens of thousands of dollars. But the fact that they're even making it at this point means at some point, you know, next 5 or 10 years, we're all probably going to have access to it.
What about AI? What have you seen in that arena there at CES?
Yeah, a lot of the AI stuff now is in the prove it to me stage, right? So, you know, there was a lot of really kind of great party tricks that AI can do that we've had over the years, right? Take a photo of your refrigerator, what's inside, and then ask the AI, hey, what can I make for lunch? And it can recommend stuff based on what it sees in the photo. But nowadays, what we're starting to see is that tech companies are really trying to figure out, okay, how do we make this actually helpful for people. So one example is that a lot of the TVs now are starting to build AI in to recommend TV shows and movies based on what you've been watching. That makes a lot of sense. They're also using AI to make the pictures look better and to make the sound sound crisper. So in a lot of ways, we're starting to see this AI stuff not just as ChatGPT, where you talk to it, right, where we've all been dealing with that, but more in the background, actually helping make this technology work better, which, of course, is probably the best way to use it.
What's there that we can already get our hands on? Some of the best gadgets that are already on the market?
Yeah, I think probably the best example is actually the appliances and robots. So there's a lot of robot vacuums out there these days already. And one of the things we're starting to see increasingly is that they are taking these robot vacuums and adding more and more features. So one of them was adding AI so that it would map your room, for example, and that made a lot of sense. Then they built some of them a couple of years ago that have the ability to detect whether or not the pet left a present on the ground and not accidentally smear it all over your room. That also makes a lot of sense. Now they're starting to build in the capability for it to move your socks out of the way. So there's actually an arm that'll come out of it, and it'll literally just kind of zoom and it'll move your sock out of the way so it doesn't get eaten by the vacuum. So a lot of these things, you know, it's very practical, but it's also something probably people would appreciate.
Where do you feel like innovation is coming from these days? Is it the traditional companies or are we seeing more startups?
It's kind of a mix, and it's always been that case, right? You know, a great example of that is actually NVIDIA. This is a chip company that most people have never heard of and don't even know how to say the words, right, of how they're named. But they make most of the AI chips that have been powering a lot of this industry. And so they went from being kind of a background tech player to being now the second most valued company in the world. We see that happen quite often, where there are companies that kind of been there in the background for a while, and then they suddenly kind of get center stage. And this year, so far, it's mostly been the big names, that we would expect, but there are also companies that you wouldn't expect, like Delta, for example, was announced that they're partnering with YouTube to get better TV stuff on their airplanes. And sure, I'll take that if it's better.
CBS tech contributor Ian Scherer, thank you so much for joining us to talk about CES 2025.
Absolutely.